Act 9, and now we're back to news stories. Decline in bus provision described as disappointing. The number of miles covered by bus services in Devon has fallen by nearly a quarter over the last decade, new figures show. It comes as bus services across England have been cut severely over the same period. The Campaign for Better Transport said declining bus provision is disappointing and called for a long-term funding strategy. Department for Education figures show bus companies in Devon provided 14.1 million miles of service in the year up to March, up from 13.1 million the year before. In 2012-13, 18.2 million miles were provided, meaning bus coverage has been cut by 23% over the last decade. Nationally, the total length of bus routes has fallen by 21% from 1.3 billion miles in 2012 to 1 billion last year. Sylvia Barrett, Director of Policy and Research at the Campaign for Better Transport, said declining bus provision is very disappointing. She said, "We hope that recent funding allocations will reverse this trend and we will see an increase, as we have with local authority supported services. But ultimately, the way buses are funded must change. A long-term strategy is needed to ensure all regions have a decent level of bus provision and no place is left behind." The figures also show people across the country are returning to buses, but fewer journeys are being taken than before the coronavirus pandemic. Some 3.4 billion journeys were completed last year, up from 2.8 billion the year before, but below the 4 billion taken in the year to March 2020. The government introduced a £2 cap on fares across England earlier this year, a move previously trialled by Cornwall Council. It has led to the area being the only one in England with comparable data where people took more bus journeys last year than before the coronavirus pandemic. She added, "To keep essential routes running and encourage people back onto the buses, the government has invested over £3.5 billion since 2020, and by using funding direct from HS2, we have also extended the £2 bus cap until the end of 2024, thanks to our Network North plan."
Welcome Lottery Cash Boost for Support Charity. A community group based in Newton Abbott helping victims of domestic and sexual abuse has been granted almost £50,000 in lottery funding. Phoenix Rising received news that the not-for-profit organisation had been awarded the cash for its work supporting female survivors. The money will be used to run free recovery courses, one-to-one advice sessions and peer support groups with Teambridge and Torbay. Running since 2020, Phoenix Rising has grown and is now staffed by one full-time worker, two directors and more than six volunteers. It was founded by Claire Knight, who is based at Wellbeing Action Charity in Newton Abbott, when she realised that the community was struggling with the rise in domestic abuse since the pandemic. She wanted to provide recovery to survivors and support her local community. One survivor, who is now a volunteer, says, "Claire taught me that it wasn't all my fault and that I have nothing to feel ashamed of. She explained how I reacted to abuse by being quiet and small was a normal bodily protective measure. Now I get it, and I am starting to become more assertive and have a voice." The group now runs online courses, face-to-face courses and the new accredited courses where survivors can gain an award in mental health awareness, healthy relationships, developing resilience and developing confidence. Claire said, "All the services provided will help women recover, find their relationships and be part of a growing lottery community fund has recognised our lottery players. We will be able to and broaden the range of opportunities. This is important because it helps raise awareness of abuse, strengthen communities and decrease isolation for survivors. Our aim is to campaign and fight for survivors of abuse and support them to make positive, lasting change and end the cycle of abuse." The charity also offers art therapy, fitness and peer support to help women heal. The new funding from the National Lottery Community Fund, which distributes money raised by National Lottery players for good causes and is the largest community funder in the UK, will see Phoenix Rising provide seven courses in 2024. At the same time, the group will be able to press on with plans to work on essential organisational development to build strong governance, foundation and sustainability.
White Christmas is on the cards for Newton. Christmas has come early on Sandford View in Newton Abbot after a couple transformed their house into a winter wonderland. Blizzards of snow fall every evening till Christmas Eve on the house, an event that's become famous in the neighbourhood. "We do a special snow event until Christmas Eve," said Cheryl Meek, owner of the house and part of the family behind the display. "Each evening we make it snow outside our house from 6:30 till 7:15. And people come from all over to see it, and it's a lovely evening." Cheryl and Darren Meek began the light show during the COVID lockdown, trying to maintain Christmas cheer during an incredibly difficult time for everyone. "We always put a few lights up, but it slowly got out of control," Cheryl explained. "The first year we did it, everyone was locked down. It was sort of something we did out of boredom, but the feedback we got was incredible, and it raised everyone's moods, and children loved it, so it went on from there. On one year, about 300 people turned up to watch one of the shows." And Cheryl said, "I literally hid behind the door. It was so scary. You know, it's a bit surreal to have that many people standing outside your house. The spectacular show doesn't just look good, it does good as well." Given its popularity, Cheryl and Darren saw the potential in the lights to raise money for a good cause. "People were saying that we'd had such a big impact that we should probably raise some money. So now we fundraise for both HITS and That Food Bank. We don't take any money out of that for lights and snow. Everything raised goes to the food banks." And over the years, the Meeks have raised thousands of pounds for the food banks. This year, their plans are more audacious than ever. "We're doing a raffle as well this year to try and boost the amount of money that we might raise. Prizes have been kindly donated by local businesses. We've also brought a new snow machine." I think that should be "bought a new snow machine. We can point it in any direction we want, but we don't want to be seen, so we've also invested in a snowman outfit." The question that Darren and Cheryl always get asked is, how much is their energy bill? "Well, our bill last year was less than £100 over what it usually is, which we think is a pretty good deal for the enjoyment we get out of it and the charities we support." And there's a Technicolor photograph of the house all lit up, and there's with all the Christmas decorations, and there's an insert of the happy couple looking over it all.
Tynmouth Opticians set sights on helping the homeless. Conscientious staff at a Tynmouth Opticians are getting into the season of goodwill by raffling off festive hampers for the Salvation Army. The hampers are jam-packed with goodies donated by the store staff at Tynmouth Specsavers, with a hamper full of spa treatments, a hamper full of food and a hamper full of fun gifts for children. Sam Roberts, a director at the store, said, "We chose the Salvation Army because Specsavers is doing a lot around homelessness this year and we wanted to keep whatever we do local. The Salvation Army in Tynmouth provides sleeping bags for those sleeping rough in the town, as well as offering fresh clothes from donations and providing somewhere for them to shower. They also offer a community hub for those seeking company and a coffee. Tickets are available for £1 per strip from Specsavers at 4 Bank Street, Tynmouth. And there is a photograph of the staff with the hampers.
Railway Study Show is just the ticket. Following the success of its first show some two or so years ago, Newton Abbot Library hosted its second Railway Studies and Modellers Show, and it certainly did not disappoint. Spearheaded by the Railway Studies Collection, the show brought railway enthusiasts from across the county, together on Saturday, December the 9th, for a day of locomotive appreciation. The show was not just an opportunity to view model railway layouts, of which there were several, but also to meet the people who created them, view rare books, photos and artefacts from the archives of the Railway Studies Collection, and shop for related railway merchandise.
Pollution incidents. Almost 200 water pollution incidents were recorded in Teignbridge between 2018 and 2022, new figures show. Figures obtained through a Freedom of Information request show 190 water pollution incidents were recorded by the Environment Agency, including 32 last year. These figures cover the first three levels of severity, with the area seeing three significant incidents over the same time frame, the last occurring in 2021. The Rivers Trust, a charity working to protect waterways in the UK, said, "People are rightly demanding that we restore our water bodies to a state of good health and resilience." And a spokesman for Water UK said, "The industry takes its role in reducing pollution very seriously."